My dearly beloved in Christ, as we begin a new year, a new decade, my thoughts particularly are of gratitude. Gratitude to Almighty God for all of the benefits that He has given to us. First, that we have been given the time, the opportunity to see the advent of another year. And this brings to mind the benefit of creation. Imagine that in His infinite wisdom and power, God could have created hundreds, thousands, millions of other persons other than ourselves. And yet He chose to create us, to give us the benefit of existence, that we might have the opportunity to know and to love and serve Almighty God, to get to heaven. So we first of all give thanks to God for the benefit of existence. And then think of all of the material blessings that God gives us in this world. First of all, we have our understanding, our intelligence, our free will, the gifts of the soul, faculties of the soul. We also have been given our health and sustenance, the food, clothing, home that God has given to us, all of the material needs. And even if you have physical ailments, think to yourself that there are so many who have far more serious physical ailments than we have. So we owe gratitude to God for what we have. First of all, in the temporal order, but far more importantly, in the spiritual realm. We have received so often the sacraments. First of all, that wonderful sacrament of baptism, which made us children of God. How often have we been able to go to confession and Holy Communion, the sacrament of confirmation? All of these opportunities of grace that God has given to us. How many masses have we attended in our lifetime? The holy sacrifice of the Mass, where the Son of God comes down upon the altar and offers His life to His Heavenly Father for our salvation. What a blessing, what a benefit is Holy Mass. I was reading in spiritual reading a story told by Saint Antoninus, Archbishop of Florence, lived some five or so centuries ago. And he told a story of two young men who sadly lived very dissolute lives. And one day, one of the two, who still had some piety remaining, attended Mass. And then the two went off later in the day and committed sin. But late that day, as they were returning home, all of a sudden, the sky grew dark, there was thunder and lightning, and they were terrified. It was like the judgment of God. And they heard a voice that said, "Strike, strike," as though it were a demon, demanding that God strike down these two sinners. And indeed, a bolt of lightning came and struck the one who had not been to Mass that morning and killed him instantly. And then the other, you can imagine his fright, heard again the sound, the voice, "Strike." But then he heard another voice, and it said, "Mercy." This one attended Mass this morning, and he was spared, given more time to amend his life, to change his life and save his soul. So it is just one example of many that could be given of the value of Holy Mass. And think to yourselves of those Catholics in this age of apostasy who live somewhere in the country or other countries who are very far from the true Mass. Only on a rare occasion, perhaps, have a priest that comes to offer Mass for them. And you have that opportunity not only every Sunday and Holy Day, but even every day. And we should ask ourselves, do I take advantage of this opportunity of assisting at the holy sacrifice of the Mass as often as possible? So we have these spiritual blessings of the Mass, the sacraments, being able to receive the very body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. And what about the actual graces? All of those inspirations, all of those graces prompting us to do good, reminding us of the importance of working out our salvation, is like a never-ending stream of grace that comes down into our souls. So we have so many blessings that we ought to give thanks to Almighty God for. We also have the blessing of one another. And is it something that we adequately value? To have fellow Catholics with whom we can discuss our faith. Imagine again if you lived somewhere where you're surrounded by members of other religions or no religion at all, and you felt yourself all alone. There's no one that you could speak to about the faith, to share the thoughts and inspirations that come our way, to converse with them. So here we have a wonderful parish where we have fellow Catholics, and we can be edified by their example, encouraged by their prayers and their living of the faith. That is a benefit we should not take for granted. So God has given to us so much. Let us not dwell on what we don't have that we would like, because we have been given so many blessings. And even, according to the saints, even the cross is a blessing. God gives us the cross that we might be purified, that we might atone for our sins and perform our purgatory time in this world, and thus be spared time in purgatory in the next life. So even the cross is a gift, is a blessing from Almighty God. Let us today, on the first day of 2020, thank God for all he has done for us. And let us especially pray that we will correspond with his goodness, his grace, and that we will serve him better this year than we have in the past. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.